grace of God, when we gather tomorrow, I will come in another garment, because I will not come to teach. There is such a functionary in the spirit called the baptizer, and he has received mercies of God to be able to dip hands into that which are the realities of God and administer them to a generation. That's what God told me, that tomorrow when I come, I will come as a baptizer. We will not speak too much, but the hand of the Lord will be strong upon the auditorium. You don't need to believe, such that when prayers are prayed, your amen will not affect the outcome. Unbelief will not disturb you. You will still receive from God. Are you with me? That's what tomorrow night is about. We'll start from tonight. Apostle Mike will start our coming tomorrow. But this morning, I want to advance the discussion yesterday under the subject, by what authority? Luke chapter 20 verse 2. By what authority? Our findings as we sat with the Spirit have uncovered a statement of truth that if we will win, we will not win by power, we will win by authority. As such, the pursuit of a generation to only touch power and not come into the layers of acquiring spiritual authority will be the weakness of our days if we do not align accurately. I'm going to explain the things I'm saying. I've found out that we can do so much with power, but in the day that power is in place, if men are not under authority, that which we do with power will not advance what is intended. And that's where authority comes from. I've also found out that there are certain principles in the spirit that can bring a man into power. But where there is no intimacy, authority ceases. A policeman who comes into a building and sees two fighting, immediately you cite the policeman. If he comes with a gun or comes with his uniform, something speaks to you immediately that you are supposed to rearrange yourself. But if that policeman shows up in plain clothes and they say police, the fight goes on, because his garment is actually not power, it's authority. When he comes in that garment, it represents a government and your respect, which brings you to a response for the government it represents. It what makes you take dressing. Are you with me? Jesus was coming on a particular day, and while he was yet afar, the Bible said the demoniac began to scream. There was no activity that Jesus was carrying out that would have made those demons respond like that. Now, we may want to add some bit of Christianese to the event and say that maybe he was speaking in tongues. Now, I'd never read in scriptures that Jesus spoke in tongues anyway. Maybe he was humming a sound, he was building an atmosphere. While he was yet afar off, the Bible didn't say Jesus cited the demoniac. So it was not an administration that happened by focus. It was the demoniac that cited him and screamed, "Hast thou come to destroy us?" And I've been sharing a couple of places that we found out that day that exorcising demons was not only the possibilities that was available in the school of demonology. That's what everybody was doing. The sons of Sceva did it as a trade. You have demons in that person, they walk up there and then they cast it out. We thought that dislodging demons was the only operation until Jesus showed up. And the demon said, "We found out that beyond exorcising, you had capacities to destroy." I thought they said demons don't die. What order of man are you that you can totally extinguish the existence of a demon? Had thou come to destroy us? They asked that question because they knew the future, that a day of wasting was going to come on the demonic dimension. So they were asking Jesus, "Did you bring the day forward? Because you did not need to go to the cross to make it happen. We know you." So they pleaded with the Lord that instead of destruction, he will send them into the swine. That's how authority operates. These demons were powerful. Wole, calm down, calm down, calm down. No, calm down, calm down. Can we celebrate my brother? Prophet Adesoji Adekunle. Come. Is his wife with him? Please, let's celebrate him till he gets here. Glory to God. Thank you, sir, for coming. We know you have a busy schedule. Thank you for seeing your face. God bless you, sir. So I was speaking on authority. These powers had made a theater out of the life of the demoniac, but a man comes with the capacity not only to destroy, but to channel that power in a desired direction. That's what authority does. In my subject for discussion this morning, Luke chapter 20 verse 2, the Bible says, "And speak unto him," speaking of a set of Pharisees and the teachers of the law that approached Jesus. They had beheld certain things that he had performed, and they speak unto him, saying, "Tell us, by what authority doest thou these things? Or who is he that gave thee this authority?" They had stumbled on an oppression, and it was not traceable to the tradings of power. They had found out that there was an ability to control even prevailing spirits. By what authority? By what authority? And as I admonish us this morning, it is wisdom, like we just heard, to begin to question what by what authority ministry is done. Because in the days to come, who authorizes you will be the key to winning. I remember when we had the 200 hours of Gomosho praise. Many of my brothers were around. Okay, Wole is here, so that reminds me. There was a night that he called me. He said to me in Yoruba about 3:15 a.m. He said, "Oh my, what's all doing? Then we come to your house." So that I could not sleep, I had to hang my legs on a pillow so that my head was down. The only thing I saw was a cloud that came from the door of my room. I know you might be saying, the pastor is not a strong person. They come to oppress him. As you go through layers of the spirit, your test, your strength will be subject to what operates in that dimension. We had caused things during the afternoon, and then they came to check, "By what authority did you curse us in the afternoon?" The cloud didn't reach me anyway. It went back. But the next day I had half body paralysis. Mouth twisted. Hand useless. Leg useless. And certain thoughts came to me when I'm not from Ogbomoso. What did I get myself into? It took about 2 hours 45 minutes of managing to pray in tongues, because there was nobody to call, before my body came back to normalcy again. But because I knew that there was a headquarters that had administered the instruction to pray, we still went to pray the second morning. Don't claim that you are strong yet. If you are a loose cannon and you are not tied to an utterance from God, an impression from God, you will meet what is stronger than what you have found, and you will run away. Because I know those who ran away. By what authority? I began to look into scriptures, trying to understand the deploration of this functionary called man into the earth realm. And I discovered that in Genesis chapter 2, And God was beginning to teach man the principles of submission to the authority of God when God imputed man into a garden that he had prepared. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 16 and 17 that the loving God, the God who lavishes resources and brings his men into a prepared place, decided to begin to command the man, the former man. Of all the trees in the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge and evil, beware, because in the day that you eat of the fruit of this tree, in that day you will die. I've heard many people say it was essentially about try to create a lot of sins out of what Adam did. But I believe that Adam's foundational issue was disobedience. And we need to begin to understand, as God begins to launch us into territorial dimensions of ministry, that being creative sometimes can be tantamount to disobedience. There are patterns that God has laid. This is what you must do as a minister. And then you think, well, we will do this, but we can shift it a little so that it looks special. It looks like us. In the day that we begin to, put on the garments of creativity. Pastor Fola, it's good to see you. Come forward here. Come. Let's celebrate. I know we're humble people. That's why Oli wants to sit at the back there too. When he scatters, he's the one that I call. I don't have eyes that strong. I walk by impressions. I ask him. I say, Oli, kileturi. There was a basic instruction where God was going to test if this man was truly submitted under authority. And I want you to know that when you are administered power in God, when you administer gifts, when you come into the economy of the graces of God, you must begin to look out for that instruction. When God punctuates impartations with instructions, it's a test for submission. Every time he punctuates impartations, you go into prayer and you come back with hands on fire, you come back with eyes on fire, you begin to see things happen around you. When he decides not to go that way and it comes by the economy of instructions, understand that what is testing is how submitted you are to him, because your submission will matter. And blessed is that man that begins to fellowship with the economy of instructions early. Because if you go high and you have not understood how to obey simple instructions in God as a demonstration to submission to authority, so great will be your fall. You can build for 20 years and crash it in 2-3 minutes of disobedience. I've shared that there was a time, like two times, before I took dressing. Pastor Shola, God bless you. When I go for meetings, the normal thing is you teach, and there is an expectation that you impart me. So sometimes your humanity tells you, I know what I can do. And if you are there, it's not a bad place. To keep living there is the bad thing. But we all go through that, and it takes a lot of work from God to kill it, such as frustrating you. You just came out of a lot of prayers, you are high, and then you want to minister. Sometimes you don't even want to start with the word he gave you. You want to touch a few things, break a few chairs, throw some people on the ground, and sometimes leave them lifeless to the rest of the meeting. I've understood that a generation that craves signs sometimes need those things. They won't listen to you. They say talk is cheap. We want power, because they think that power is falling on the ground. So I finished ministry, and I heard the Holy Spirit say to me, just say a simple prayer and go to your seat. And I saw the expectation, even the way I was announced, that this guy is an impartation, he has come to impart us. So I began to add some bit of Christianese to my approach. And I began to speak like Paul the apostle, how that he longed to come to visit the brethren so that he might impart certain spiritual gifts to them. And as I began to try to touch the atmosphere, my feedbacks, God ensured that the atmosphere was locked. I went back to my seat, disgraced, but we had a second day. So I told them, tomorrow night, now I only say those things when he has told me, like the one I said about tomorrow night, is because he told me. You heard me pray at impartation sessions where I say, you told me that, because it was at that point I started referring to what he told me. You told me you impart 100 people. Now, if you really told me, let's say 100. So sometimes I'm very, very detailed to count. It's not because of ego. It's that I'm learning too. Did I hear well? So the second night I came and I tried again. Now, if you have been in ministry for a while, you know what to do. You can play the sounds. You heard one of the names of those sounds. I use ascending sounds, but Apostle Mike said floating sounds. So there are all kinds of sounds. But a spiritual man understands that no matter the quality of the sounds, there is still a functionary that bears men, and that's the Holy Ghost. So the sound can be good, but you can still be on the earth, a man of the earth, because he has not ordered that operation. The second day I learned wisdom, I didn't allow it to go for too long. I shared the grace and took my seat. And when I got back, he began to instruct me that, you see, you only speak because I told you. A minister who has acquired power only administers it by trust, so that a policeman cannot fire a bullet without accountability. There's so much that is going on, and we have not chosen to seek recourse in God as to by what authority do we do these things. When Adam did what he was not supposed to do, we discovered in Genesis chapter 3 that he came into a strange experience. As they ate of the fruit of the tree, first they came into a state of enlightenment. Their eyes were opened, and enlightenment empowered them to discover that they were naked. And found out that the day that a man strays out of the authority of God, two basic things happen to him. He becomes exposed. Exposure, and then he begins to diminish impossibilities. He begins to diminish impossibilities. The things that he could do normally before, he begins to find out that they become hard. And sir, if you quickly come into that experience, it is because you are helped. Because there are people who stray, and because they've strayed very far, they come into the reality of other spirits. And the dimensions are kept alive by other spirits. The way you know is that when they minister, there is more than the dimensions that happens on the scene. Because a spirit may not be known accurately, except a man has discernment when he's been administered. But a spirit cannot be false in nature. If you by divination pick word of knowledge, I know that you will be back lost ultimately. The congregation that receives from you will begin to act like you, like the spirit, because when the spirit comes, it forsakes domination, and secondly, what it does is that it wants to announce himself. So you hear the spirit of madness. The day the spirit entered the man, nobody may have known, but as the spirit begins to convert that man's life into a theater of expression, we can name accurately. By what authority? As we begin to speak of ministry territorial dimensions, that beyond that which God is doing in the confines of my spirit, the desire of God is that the wisdom of God be administered in an atmospheric dimension. That God sends you to a city, and because you stayed, there are things that shake, there are things that quake, there are things that crash, and a new civilization is built. In the day that we begin to speak in that dimension, the question of whose authority you function with becomes very important, because there are things we can get away with prayer at personal level. When we go high, hell can be raised. When I used to pray about my needs, and you know, many of us entered into the school of prayer with a subsistent mind. I borrowed that word subsistence from farming, you know, just farming for yourself. So prayer became an enterprise to pay school fees, to wear good clothes, to travel to the right places, to meet the right people. It was to advance self and not kingdom. I discovered that the issues of purity and consecration were not major issues at that level. So that an unconsecrated man can share a testimony and say, I prayed and God gave me school fees. It's a miracle. A miracle that your Muslim brother can also come into. Partly because he shares in the economy of Abraham. Guy, the look on these faces are not good. They share in the economy of Abraham. But when we started doing territorial work, I began to see how important the issues of consecration, obedience, submission to the authority of God, restraint, even when capacity is available, I found out that if I continue to live the way I was living, my life will be short. It will not just be characterized by no impact, it is that my life will be short. Because in that dimension, when you release an administration, you are queried. Who sent you? Who sent you? I was in Benin some time ago, and I tried to tweak something, and I discovered that Ogbomoso is different from Benin. Maybe it's night flight they do here in Benin. There are the possibilities of daytime flight. So ministering in the daytime does not save you from oppression. The heavens were brass. And I had prayed. This year, don't be a slave of the number of hours that you pray. I'm not saying don't pray to minister, but you see that there are days that you walk in casually, and that day you are weak. His strength becomes perfected. So I share with my guys, I tell them, don't pray into strength, pray into weakness. Pray so that another's strength can come into you. I prayed. Then I sat with the Lord. I said, what do you do to Benin? It was that day he said to me, he said, sons don't struggle where their fathers have prevailed. Your much prayer will not affect the scene. There are men who have humbled everything in this city, enter through their gates. And then my long 3 hours prayer became a less than 2 minutes prayer. I enter through the gates of Archbishop Benson Itahosa, and the cloud shifted. I've been praying, but I've been fellowshipping with my prayers. It takes a heart that submits to abandon what you know that works and choose what you are instructed that will work. By whose authority? There are a lot of people here under the sound of my voice who I believe that are about to start ministry. And I need to ask you, by whose authority? Wole, did you school here? Where, sir? Ondo. And by the time my brother was in school, he had caught flames. I think he used to pray then more than now. Yes. Because he used to tell us how they will hang their legs in the air just to make sure that sleep does not come. And they sustain prayer for long. When you meet them after that prayer, your life is exposed. Yes, because the prophetic dimensions are heavy. As such, he could have rented a shop, and after a while he goes into a building. You know, the prophetic is even a strong tool to get free buildings. You just need to recharacterize the life of the person that you meet, and then he gives you something. But God sent him to come to this city, and if I remember the story, I don't want to use my own story because my own was very graphic. He forced me here. God sent him to this city with a box bar. I don't know the size. I know he has many clothes now. I doubt that time. A box bag. Just go to Obomoso. I was driven here after the millions in my account were emptied by a strange hand. And I was locked up overnight in a police station in Area G at Oba. Overnight. My dad called the following morning. God sent you to Obomoso. Will you go now? You know what? When you have gotten to an end of yourself, God bless you, Pastor Peter Jerry. When you get to an end of yourself, I came with two bags. And then I became a father mass teacher from my oil and gas highly placed job. And I began to do that same work because he said, come here. The rest is history. Let me not use myself. He doesn't have few clothes anymore. Out of come to Bumoso came a very beautiful damsel. Can we celebrate Jesus? That's how submission to authority. There are many other things. The life becomes colored, but it was not without attacks. It was not without being assailed by darkness. At every point of entrance into more, the systems in the territory challenged by what authority? I need to ask before you start what you want to start, where you want to start. By what authority? Because they will ask, especially if you are mandated to do something that will matter. But there are a lot of time wasters in ministry. The day you begin to touch what matters, they will ask you, who sent you? What will you say? Such lines as I think will not be strong enough. I think God told me to come here. No. The words that brought you must still be fresh in your heart. I heard God. And when it all begins to crash, even if nobody believes you, you may need to stand in front of a mirror and tell yourself, I heard God. The reason why it looks as if darkness encroaches us is that the realm that we have been told to fight against understands submission. We are the ones that don't. When I used to do a lot of movies, those old Mount Zion films revealed to us that even in darkness there are cadres. And when you go to a medicine man to undo what witches did, there is a possibility that they visit him and tell him, well, we know you have powers, but this one will scatter your business. We are the ones behind it. Then he begins to plead with them. And when they say no, when you come the following morning, they tell you, maybe some other place. Because they understand the layers of authority. My cry this morning is, when would we understand that ministry flows in that dimension? It's not by the possession of power. We just heard a discussion this morning on wisdom. Have found out that power flows everywhere, but only those who are connected to authority sustain the flow of wisdom. He keeps speaking to them. They did it somehow yesterday. When they wake up today, he begins to tell them something different. He keeps leading them to the right people. He keeps leading them to the right books, like my brother said. He keeps leading them to listen to the right things. He leads them. Because to administer authority, you must be glued to headquarters. Can we celebrate, my brother? Thank you, Pastor. Thank God I didn't wear this, my brown. I was thinking to wear brown this morning. My wife insisted. I said, God bless you, sir. By whose authority? I think I can pray a little bit long. It's time to start a walk. By whose authority? I think I've been teaching Bible study for a while, and this invisible Bible study setup should have become a church. By what authority? If it will affect the territory, there must be an authorizing entity behind the operations. Because when he authorizes it, the authority empowers that program, that activity, that ministry to house the realities of God. I'm closing now because it's just a charge I'm giving. I found out that there are many programs that are good by design, but they cannot house divine realities because the soul does not have the ability to house God like that. Five of us just join together and say, let's hold a meeting. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. The problem is not the gathering of the people. So the emphasis is not much publicity. It's that after the meeting, would this meeting have hosted and administered the realities of God? Because if it comes from your soul, then the soul will supply the realities. Every young man now wants to be a pastor. And maybe it's a good time to say it on a side. And when you come to school, make sure that your academics are very high on your agenda. Are you with me? It is wrong to create an excuse out of the testimony of our spiritual father. Apostle Mike is working on his PhD now. And is actively working on it. To say that every time you fail in pursuit of God, it is a dealing. I hear it across the nation. It's a general excuse. I should stop passing. As I began to pray, I started to fail. In releasing that testimony, was not doing doctrinal work. I'm not saying that there are people who are to come into that, but I'm saying that it's not a pattern in the body. There's a phase, there's a time for everything. I went to school. I even had the privilege to walk. And I walked well. I walked well. Even when I came to town and I had to leave my oil and gas job and become a further mass teacher, my students knew that I was a teacher with class. I inherited students who had formulas written on the board and then they would solve. I left students who did not need to cram a formula because I knew that those big formulas have foundations. So I teach you how to derive everything you need from triangles. In case you became lost, I was already writing a book. Yes. How you could crack large sums and crack large divisions. Because I felt that this further mass thing was going to be forever. Let's deploy the anointing into this place. Until Jesus said, you are an eagle with broken wings, but there's still ministry inside you, and you will yet fly again. So we started work. If I began this work on the strength of the flesh, a burial ceremony will have happened a few years ago because we will not have arrived here. On Monday, it's going to be 7 years since this work started. Maybe much has not happened that men can see. But I know that staying under authority works. Even to meeting my spiritual father. travel to Abuja. Go to Makurdi. How do you meet a man who doesn't know that you are coming? How do you meet a man that you cannot communicate with? And then he drops a name in my heart. Call that young man who you served together. It was already 10 years since youth service. Look for his number, called him. Do you know Makurdi? Yes, I know. What do you want to go and do there? I need to meet Apostle. That's what God is saying to me. I'll call him immediately. It was a 10-year-old link. And that young man was specially crafted for me because he's my only exact birthday mate that I know. Same day, same year. Meet him. And it was a 6-minute meeting. There was no discussion. You are one of us. That's how the life of a man under authority was. Woli, the day God sent you here, he had me in mind. The day I came, he had you in mind. And that's the network that we work with. A generation must revert back to authority. And if you're already in ministry and those coordinates in authority have not been set, it's not a good thing to fold up and go and start again. Because the days that are ahead of us, we test what propels us. It's a short prayer this morning, and it's more or less a prayer of repentance for us men. Because men, there's certain men amongst us started with marching orders, but they began to create their own orders. And we must go back with brokenness of heart, seeking that he would reset our coordinates. I found out using the Google map to drive that if you miss the turning, it says 20 meters from here, turn right. When you miss the turning, the map affords you the privilege to still arrive in a location. What it does is that it reworks your current location and says, okay, after 1 kilometer, you can still do a right turn that brings you back. I perceive that that's one of the things that God will be doing this morning. That he will come to where you are, reset, and then move you into your place. Can we bow down our heads? It's a solemn moment. Existence outside boundary brings us into the twin realities of exposure to peril and diminishing spiritual possibilities. Can we plead with him that our coordinates be reset in God? Show us mercy. Show us mercy. Show us mercy. Show us mercy. Meta vosama pavenetai no salita. Invacate lebrato vasamina vata boska hita mapades. Imakom rezabata vata kitezantali boska kai kamosa paratas. Mercy, 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 mercy. Imrate vesakande ruzalata zatahas. Lord, this morning we reconnect with your utterances. We reconnect with the details of the vision, the original details. This morning we come to that place where creativity ceases to be a craving. We stay by that which your lips have spoken. For some is a return to the people. We return this morning. Show us mercy, O God. Show us mercy, O God. In Jesus' precious name I pray. If you did not hear me say anything this morning, when you walk out of the authority of God, and one of the easiest ways to do that is to live your life contrary the coordinates that God has set in visions, in utterances, in impressions. When you begin to choose the path of creativity, thinking that that which God called you to do is no longer fashionable, you will come into exposure, perilous ones. And then your reality spiritually will begin to diminish. We are designed to operate by connection to our source and not by detachment from it. I trust the Lord that this morning He will recover men in the name of Jesus. Can we receive the ministry of the fiery worshipers?